Coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing very well, thank you. It's a lovely day outside, and I bet people have gotten out early this morning and walked themselves, hopefully walked their dogs with them. So, yes, it's a great day.
That's right. Getting out early and do your walking in the morning or in the evening. It's going to be a little warmer. And I don't know if you caught, we had Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison on here this morning talking about the importance of making sure, you know, one, they don't leave your kids in a hot car, and two, don't leave your pets in a hot car.
Yes, yes, it's gotten warm, and it's going to stay warm, and so you've got to really kind of think about things. And kind of along that same line, this type of year always makes me think about people and dog houses. They think because they've provided a dog house that they've provided shade, you know, for their outside dog, but we have learned that those dog houses are not well vented, so therefore they get in there and they get extremely hot, and it's actually dangerous for the dog to stay in the doghouse this time of year. So if you have to have your dog out, you know, make sure that there's shade available to him all throughout the day, because the doghouse will protect him from the rain at this time of year, but not a good place for him to hang out all day. It's just too warm inside.
Yeah, no, that is a really good reminder. So if you can get those pets some relief, or maybe get them a little place with some, you know, water mist, that sort of thing. There's all different ways you can kind of make sure they can have an option to cool off.
Right. You know, and as we've talked about, you can freeze. You can take cake pans of different sizes or muffin pans and freeze them, and then provide them to the dog during the day, and it gives them something to kind of crunch on and cools them off, and something to play with too. You can insert a little treat or something, so when they get to the middle of it, they've got a special treat. So there's all kinds of ways to think about keeping your dog comfortable when they're outside. And I will again talk about 4th of July getting here. I've seen tents all over town, so I know the fireworks will be be able to buy them before too long. And just a reminder that four-legged friends, they don't really care for the fireworks, and it frightens them, and they don't understand, and many, many of these animals will bolt out of the house and too scared to come home. So the shelter is aware of that, of course, and we always, you know, try to get their pictures out as quickly as possible when they are brought into the shelter. But the best thing is just make extra precautions and extra plans for your pets if you're going to be having 4th of July celebrations at your home or, you know, the neighbors. I used to live in town, and my neighbors would always have a big celebration, so I had one dog that was very frightened, so I had to make special arrangements for her, and you know, just be aware. That's just my thought of the day, I guess.
Absolutely. So what do we have going on at the shelter? Any adoptions to let us know about?
Yes, thank goodness. We have had 4 kittens adopted this past week, which, if y'all recall, last week we had 30, so now we're down to 25. But it's wonderful. We're running a special right now. I think it's the lowest adoption fee we've ever had, but we've also never had 25 kittens at the same time at the shelter, all about the same age. So we are running a special right now for kittens that are 6 months or younger. You can come out. The adoption fee is only $10. You must add another $30 for the deposit the state requires. And after the kitten has been spayed or neutered, you get your $30 back. So we're basically talking a wonderful bargain. It's a $10 fee, and that would include the worming, the vaccinations, and the spay and neuter. It's just we're taking a hit on it, but we want to get these kittens out, you know, and because the older they get, the harder it is sometimes to adopt them. We do not have any adult cats right now. All of our adult cats have been adopted, but I think one of our employees, Gabby, this Saturday, Gabby will be at the farmer's market in Coffeyville, and she's going to bring some of the kittens along with her. So hopefully, you know, again, we can just get the word out that we've got all these kittens, whether they adopt or not, they're going to be out for people to look at, and she'll be able to go through the entire adoption process right there, so you won't need to have to come out to the shelter. You just fill out the paperwork, pay the fee, and take the kittens. So we're hoping again, to get some more of these kittens placed as quickly as possible. We're also having trouble with our shelter telephone again. Can't tell you why. We've had the tech guy come out, and he's working on it. So please, I know the frustration of calling. apparently they can hear us, but we can't hear them. There's, you know, you can't make that connection. So if you would, if you need to get a hold of us through the Facebook, would be probably the best way, or you can even email Oksana. Her email address is A Watley, so it's awhatley.cfa@gmail.com. So, you know, it's frustrating to all of us if the telephone is not working, but I was out there the other day and it was ringing and ringing and we can't respond. So one of those things, just thought I wanted to bring that out too, talk about Gabby being out Saturday to help us with the adoption of these kittens. But probably one of the best adoptions we had this week is we have a very, very shy husky that was brought out to the shelter. And we've been working with her, and a local wonderful, nice lady's been coming out to the shelter very often, just sitting with her and petting her and loving her and just trying to establish that trust again. She was adopted this week. So we are thrilled to death because the person that took her understands it's going to take a lot of patience to kind of bring her out of her shell. So that's a very, very special adoption, and I wanted to make sure we talked about that. The dogs we have available, we have some really cool dogs. I heard a gentleman call in earlier this week looking for a cattle dog, and so maybe he's listening and he can come out and look at Nicole is our cattle dog that we have. Nicole is a year old. She's already spayed, female. She has been at the shelter since March, so she's ready to go. We're ready to find that home for her. She's gorgeous. She's absolutely a gorgeous dog. She's got that dapple white markings throughout her body, and she's very affectionate. She loves hugs. She walks very nicely on a leash. She truly is a people pleaser. She's very intelligent. She's always looking at you for the next command or what you want her to do. She would need to be in a home, though, with no other dogs. She doesn't like the other dogs at the shelter, so she needs to be an only dog, and probably maybe not around small children. That we don't know for sure, but since she's not doesn't like other dogs, sometimes it's best just to keep them, you know, away from any harm or anyone else from harm. And her adoption fee would be $100. So if that gentleman's listening, he needs to go out and take a look at Nicole. She's beautiful.
Okay. And
we have Daisy. Daisy is a 3 to 4 year old spayed female. She's a mixed breed. She's really small. She has sleek black fur. Just she's cute as she can be, and she's very sweet. She gets along with other dogs, and she would make a great companion for just about anyone. She is a fence climber, so you would need to supervise her if you have her outside. And I think once she gets used to her home environment, that would probably stop. But at the shelter, we're going to have to watch her. The staff loves her. She's so easy to be with and take care of. And she's got a really cute underbite that just makes her very, very special. And I'm hoping someone comes out and checks out our Daisy. And then we have three large adult dogs that have already been sponsored. And again, I'll explain that that means that a generous person has prepaid for their adoption fee in hopes that, you know, maybe we can help them get them out of the shelter into a home faster. And these names are going to sound very familiar to you because they've been with us for quite a while. We have Irish, Bambi, and Earl. So we encourage you to come out to the shelter, look them over, go to Facebook. Their pictures are on Facebook, and you'll get more information about it. So some neat deals going on with us as far as our animals, but it's because we're trying to get these animals in their homes as quickly as possible. And I've already talked about the cats, so I've already covered that. As I said, it's one of the best deals I think we've ever had on adoptions. For donations, we are always asking, what do you need? Well, you know what's at the top of the list, and that would be dry kitten food. Dry kitten food, lots of dry kitten food. We would love to have that. Puppy food, dry puppy food is something that we also run out of. We get lots of wonderful donations for the adults. Dogs and cats, but the little guys sometimes are forgotten. So if that's something that someone would like to pick up and bring out for us, that would be wonderful. And kitty litter is also at the top of the list this week. Amazon wish list that we have, you go to Facebook and you can click onto to our link and do some shopping through Amazon if that's the way you like to do your shopping. Our shipping address is P.O. Box 1654 Coffeyville. So we are there every day of the week now, Monday through Friday. We're there from 1 to 3 in the afternoons. And Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. And since the phones are not working, I will go ahead and tell you the number so you can use it for future reference, 620-252-6060. Come out and see us. Come out and look at these animals. Enjoy them. It's actually fun going into the kitten room because those little scams are just hilarious. The things that they do and the way they play with each other, they're very, very entertaining. But we'd sure like to find them. Take them home and let you entertain them in your home. How does that sound?
Hey, yeah, that sounds like a good one. And then, of course, you're going to be out at the farmer's market this Saturday, right?
Yes. Gabby will be out there. And I don't know how many kittens she's going to take with her, but I think it's wonderful for her to do that. She said, I'll just go out and take some of the kittens. And that just maybe someone that's coming through town even. They might just be coming through and decide to go to the farmer's market. And boom, there you are. There's a kitten for you. So let's hope that's a big success for us also.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good deal. Anything else, Becky, you want to share with us here this morning?
I think we've pretty much covered it. I hope so. I just hope everyone is taking care of themselves and the animals as it gets warmer. And if you need something to do this summer, school's been out for a while, maybe you've got some older children that are getting a little antsy around the house, maybe they need to come out to the shelter and help hold kittens and help socialize. And that's a very important thing that they could do. And we are always looking for volunteers. So don't forget us for that reason also.
Well, that is a great reminder. So, Becky, I'm so glad you stopped by and good to hear from you. And I will look forward to talking with you again, of course, here next week.
All right. I hope I have a lot more kitten adoptions.
We'll see what we can do on that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yep, you have a good one. That is Becky Bye-bye. Barnhart, thank you, of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We always appreciate having her here on the program. And you can tune in every Thursday morning at this time to hear what is going on with our friends over at Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Well, coming up, we do have more open line to get to, so we'll get as many calls here as we can in. We'll also be taking a look at our dining guide. That is on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We have 80 degrees right now in Coffeyville.